Good morning and welcome to the Father's house. All right, here I come at you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I've been in basketball training, baseball training. I love you. I love you. I love you. I've did karate training. I did boxing, trained in boxing. I love you. I love you. I love you. I trained in track and field. I love you. I love you. I love you. Football. Trained all the way up to college. Football training. Out of all the trainings that I've done, and when you train, I mean, they push you to your limit, and it's hard and it's tough. Out of all the trainings I've done, the hardest training I've ever done has been love training. The Lord teaching me how to love people. That's been the hardest training ever. It's hard. It's tough when you got to love people who don't love you. Love people who are your enemies. When you got to love people who don't really care about you. And God wants you to love them. And God will take you through training. He'll put you through a lot of different things. And it's called love training. But I tell you what. There's not a reward. There's not a prize that's better. If you keep pressing. If you keep loving. When somebody responds. And they in turn start to love you. And start to love people. Like you love them, there's not a greater reward, there's not a greater prize. It's tough. It's hard. It's training. But if you keep doing it, if you hold on to the Lord, you will be a blessing and you will be blessed. Amen. All right. Silverware, tableware, utensils. God uses us. That's what we are to God. God uses us to feed the world, to feed people. He uses us. Sometimes we might be a fork or a spoon or a knife. We might be a plate. We might be a bowl. We might be a cup. God uses us to feed the world. And the world doesn't mind God using us over and over again, as long as we're clean. Just like going to a restaurant. It's okay if you use the same plates, the same bowl, as long as you clean them. And God wants you to be clean. When God uses us to feed the world, sometimes we get dirty. And when we do, we need to go to God and get cleansed by His blood through forgiveness, repentance. God will clean us up and use us again. People don't mind us coming back to Him again as long as we're clean. And so right now, I want to be clean. I want God to use me again. And so I'm just going to Him. Father, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Forgive me for my sins in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. There is something that I'm praying for you this week. Here's what I'm praying for. I pray, and you've heard this before. You heard this terminology and all this. I've heard this saying before. I am praying that you are, or that you will be a thermostat. And not a thermometer. I am praying that you will be a thermostat and not a thermometer. A thermometer tells you the temperature. If it's hot, if it's pouring down hot, and I mean you're sweating, that's what the thermometer tells you. It's hot. If it's cold, everything's down low, that's what the thermometer is. It's cold. A thermometer is judged or moves by what's going on outside. If it's very hot, it's hot. If it's very cold, it's cold. If it's crazy outside, the thermometer is crazy. If it's cold outside, if it's mean, if it's hard outside, the thermometer is cold. I want you to be a thermostat. Here's what I'm praying for. A thermostat sets the temperature. You set it at 68 or 70, and you set that temperature and you stay there. And it doesn't matter what's going on outside. If it's crazy outside, if it's cold outside, it doesn't matter. You're set. You're cool. You stay at the same temperature. It's crazy out there. You got people, they hot and they mad and they angry. You got people who are cold and mean and hard. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there. But I have set my heart to be a thermostat. I done set my temperature. I'm gonna stay cool. I'm not gonna freak out. I'm not gonna lose my cool. I'm gonna stay right where I need to be with Jesus. Here's my prayer for you. Be a thermostat. Don't be a thermometer. Amen. All right, let's get into it. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It says, owe no man nothing but love. For this, for who loves has fulfilled the law. He who loves has fulfilled the law. Owe nobody nothing. Man, woman, child. Owe nobody nothing but love. Here's how the Lord came at me. He said, Van, you need to make sure you pay your debts. So let me explain and give you a little word picture. Here's what I saw. God was kind of giving me a picture. I was up high and I'm looking down on the world, and I could see Christians. I could see Christians. They had like C on their back, Christians, and they're walking around, and I could see them. And when also I could see there was a lot of Christians, they had chains around their necks. And I was like, what? Chain? And what the chain represented was they were in debt. They were in bondage. When you're in debt, you're in bondage. You're under stress, you got pressure, you got trouble, you got loss. They were in bondage, they were in debt. And I saw this chain around their neck. And I was like, what's going on? And so as I got closer to them, I saw this one particular person who was a Christian and had a big chain around his neck, and he was in debt. And that person was me. And I was like, okay, Lord, what's going on? He says, Van, you're in spiritual debt. You owe. And it's kind of like, you know, and let me use this illustration, the IRS. You ever heard about the IRS? On Earth, in the U.S., if you owe them, they're gonna get you. You might not pay right now, and you don't pay your debts right now, don't pay your taxes right now, and you're running free. But they will find out, and when they find out, they're gonna mess up your world. They're gonna mess up your bank account. They're gonna mess up your job. They're gonna mess with your house, your home, your front. They can do anything. There ain't nothing you can do about it because you owe them and you didn't pay. And so God was dealing. He said, Van, there's a spiritual debt that you owe. When you meet people, you owe them. And I said, okay, God, all right, keep talking to me. Keep talking to me, because I got this debt. I'm looking at this picture. And I got this debt around my neck, you know, this chain around my neck, which is my debt. God, I want to know, what do I need to pay? First, he started dealing. He said, Van, here's what you don't owe. You need to know what you don't owe. Here's what you don't owe. Because you owe no man nothing. Here's what you don't owe. You don't owe people your individuality. You don't owe people your identity. You don't owe people your preferences, your desires, your likes. You don't owe people that. You owe no man nothing but love. You don't owe people to be like them. You don't have to be like them. You don't have to like the same things they like. If they want to go to a big church, they can go to a big church. If they want to go to a small church, go to a small church. If you want to go to a singing church, you can go to a singing church. If you want to go to a quiet church, you can go to a... You can go wherever. You can like what you want to like. You can be an individual. You can have your own identity. You can have your own preferences. You don't owe people that. You don't have to look like them, act like them, think like them, feel like them. You don't owe people that. And they don't owe you that. And just because they don't like what you like doesn't mean they're not Christian. They're okay. They can like what they want to like. They can go where they want to go. If they want to go to a black church, if they want to go to a white church, if they want to go to a mixed church, they can go wherever they want to go. They don't owe you anything. You don't owe them anything. You don't have to be like them, think like them, feel like them. You don't owe your identity. You don't owe your individuality. You don't own that to anybody. Owe the man nothing but love. You can be who you are. Think and feel like you feel. And if they don't feel like you, and you don't feel like them, it's okay. You don't owe them that. But here's what you do owe them. You owe every person this. And you need to pay them. And what has happened, the reason you saw that chain around your neck, Van, because you haven't been paying. God was dealing with me. He said, Van, you haven't been paying. Here's what you do owe. You owe people love. And let me explain this love. I'm going to sum it up in three things. You owe people love. And then I need you to understand this. There are some people who can't pay a debt. and then there are some people who won't pay a debt. Some people can't pay this debt, this debt of love, because they're not saved. They're not Christians. Or they're young Christians, the baby Christians, they're just getting started, they're not on the level to catch and grasp. But Van, you can pay. You understand. You know. It's like me giving you $1,000 cash in your pocket, and you meet somebody and you owe them $100, and you can pay them, but you won't pay them. Van, you can pay, but there's been times you would not pay. You owe love. Let me sum love up in the three things. Number one, treat people the way you want to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus did that. That's why he can say, love one another as I have loved you, because Jesus loved this world just like he wanted to be loved. The way you treat people, Van. And Van, you have met some people, and when you met them, you didn't treat them the way you wanted to be treated. You weren't kind, you weren't patient, you weren't gentle with them the way you would want somebody to be with you. You owe them. You're in debt. And when you're in debt, you're in bondage. You're going to have stress, you're going to have problems, you're going to have issues. Because the IRS of heaven is watching. And they take a note, and they're going to come at you. They're going to mess with you. And I was like, okay, Lord. And I started thinking about there were times when people would come in my path, come my way, and I'm supposed to treat them right, and I didn't. I didn't treat them like I wanted to be treated. God said, one, whenever you show love, you need to treat people like you want to be treated. Number two, you need to forgive people. Jesus forgave. When he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Jesus forgave people. You need to forgive them. When people come in your presence and they have done you wrong and they haven't been right, you need to forgive. Didn't say you need to forget, but you do need to forgive. Somebody messes your car up, all right, don't forget. All right, go to somebody else. But you do need to forgive. You don't need to hold any revenge, any hate, any hatred. Let it go. Forgive. I remember God was talking to me about this. I was like, okay, God, I forgave them once. And God was like, Van, did I forgive you once? No. How many times I got to forgive you in a day? Matter of fact, Van, how many times I got to forgive you in an hour? You mess up constantly. You owe them. Every person you meet, you owe them the right treatment, and you owe them forgiveness. And if they've messed up more than once, you still owe them forgiveness. Forgive. You owe them. And there's been times people come in your midst, come in your past. I brought them in your way, and you didn't forgive. You're in debt. You're in spiritual debt. And you could pay, but you would not pay. Treatment, forgiveness, prayer. You remember what I said in my word, Van? I said, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray. Bless people with your mouth. Don't curse people with your mouth. Don't cuss people with your mouth. Bless people with your mouth. That's what love is. That's what you owe. That's what you owe every person. Every person you meet. Treatment. Forgiveness. Prayer or blessing with your mouth. That's what you owe them. When you meet every person. And then there's been people you've met and you didn't bless them with your mouth. You didn't pray over them. You said something ugly, you said something nasty. You owe. That's a debt you owe. And when God broke it down to me, I said, okay, God, I understand. I understand what I owe now. Every person I meet, I'm to treat them right. Every person I meet, I'm to forgive. Every person I meet, I'm to pray, I'm to bless them with my mouth. And when I do that, that's what I owe them. That's the love I owe them. And I paid my spiritual debt. I got it. And the first thing I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. What do I need to do? He said, repent. I repented. He said, you can't deal with the past. Past is gone. But you can deal with the present. And everybody you meet today, pay them. Pay them what you owe them. You owe them love. I said, okay, Lord, I will pay my debts. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want the IRS of heaven coming after me, taking stuff from me. I don't want that. I've said in my heart that I'm going to pay my debts. Every time or every person I meet, I'm going to try to treat them like I want to be treated. I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to pray for them and bless them. And I got to tell you, hey, it's tough. It can get hard, especially that praying part and watching what you say come out of your mouth. That's why sometimes I don't know, you know, I'll just throw this out there. That's why sometimes I'll start to pray in the spirit. I'll start to pray in tongues over people. Sometimes my English words aren't there, and I'll just start praying in tongues. I'll pray, praying in the spirit, Lord, help me. I want to be a blessing to them. I want to pay my debts. Treat people right. Forgive people. Bless people. Pray for people. That's what I owe you. That's what you owe me. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Be blessed today. Amen.